Della Schmidt is the president and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership. She is joining me live in studio. It's the first time she's been live in the studio. She's been on the phone with me, but live in studio since February of 2020. It's been a long time, and it's been a time, and you said a time of transition, and you're getting the hope is there that we will have the pandemic fade into the past, and we don't have a calendar with a red circle around a date, but we do have vaccines that are out there right now. And I think you were telling me, we were talking before, encouraging people to, hey, take the vaccine. And you mentioned polio. You mentioned how polio literally wiped off the face of the earth because of vaccination. So getting back to normal means using that, getting that vaccine, and being safe. And I think we're still going to be in this sort of transition year. But transition year still means business has to go on, and business in downtown Burlington, business in the city, small businesses particularly, a lot of them really took it on the chin last year. But I think we're seeing what? We're seeing a resurgence. Is that a good way to put it, Della?
Well, good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me this morning. And I had to take a moment and comment on your lead-in music there. I couldn't help but kind of start bebopping with it. So that was great first thing in the morning. Again, thank you for having me. Yes, you're right. This last year and a half has been particularly challenging on all of our business community, but the small businesses were affected in ways that that other companies weren't. You know, you think about this time last year, our smallest businesses in retail, hospitality, service, they were forced to close their doors by right. governor order. Our casino was forced to close its doors for 2.5 months. The hotels are, you know, travel industry just stopped, and the ripple effect of all of the hospitality businesses that depend upon tourism. Then you factor in just the understandable fear and anxiety. Everybody changed their shopping habits and maybe didn't go get a massage, or some people were afraid to get their hair cut. You know, it was just a very tenuous time, and the ripple effect is hard to even calculate. So small businesses took it on the chin. But you know what? They came right back up, and they're still swinging.
And, you know, unless you did mention shopping changes, I think the fear of the pandemic also led to a lot of online, a surge in online purchases. I think that getting people to get back into stores to actually see merchandise, to actually hold merchandise, to feel comfortable doing that. I think having the farmers market back and hopefully mask-free this this year, or close to it. Mm-hmm. All of that, you know, the things that get people downtown, that get people into these small businesses, and I think particularly in restaurants, restaurants and bars particularly took a big hit. But as you mentioned, they're all coming back, and they're all ready to swing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and not just downtown, but Roosevelt Avenue and West Burlington. We have small businesses
right.
located all over the greater Burlington area, and they never stopped. You mentioned online. A lot of our businesses pivoted very nicely to social media and online, and they learned how to do things differently. And some of those services are going to be here to stay. Some of the deliveries and the idea of curbside pickup, I think that our businesses have learned some new opportunities. And even thinking about it from the Greater Burlington Partnership,
yeah.
there are some things that we had to do because of COVID protocols, but we've learned that there's some value in them. I'm talking about virtual
right.
formats here, that even when the pandemic is completely in the rearview mirror, and it's getting there, it's starting to pass us by, we are slowly but surely getting there, we are going to maintain some of those virtual platforms just because of the convenience and the ease and the ability. We can have 100 people or more if we want on a virtual eggs and issues. I can't put 100 people in the conference room downstairs with our legislators. So yeah, we've learned a lot of things, but we're still doing some things different for now. And I want to talk with you this morning about what we're doing for our small business celebration, because we had to get really creative this year.
Small business appreciation. What
yes.
is going on?
So we typically hold this event very early in the morning over breakfast, and we have a number, of course, 100-plus people that attend the event. I believe it's closer to 150 to 200 people that attend. There are exhibitors there. We typically have a keynote, and, of course, the grand finale is that we have this opportunity to award and recognize a small business for outstanding achievement. We do that every year. Well, this year, we just, you know, COVID, right? And people are getting vaccinated, but it's still going to take some time to get that majority that wanted to get it. So we've moved our small business breakfast to a small business appreciation brunch, and we're going to do it out at the Burlington Bees Community Field. So our theme this year is root for small business, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Good. It's finding new ways. You mentioned the growth in the side businesses that came out, Grubhub and DoorDash and all of that. Those businesses, they basically came out of the nowhere and zoomed. I think, there's something that we have not been able to, you know, I think, shaking hands with people is something, I can't remember the last person I shook a hand with.
Right. You and I were bumping elbows out in the hallway. It was weird.
Getting big events to mm-hmm. be able to happen and be happening safely. That's when we know we put it in the back. But
right.
Yeah. And I think that as you go through the year, the more once we reach this herd immunity, mm-hmm. that seems to be the real buzzword or buzzwords now,
mm-hmm.
that will go the longest way to put this B2 to rest.
And we are planning for our traditional events indoors to begin occurring this fall. So our business after hours will be back. Our annual meeting in January will take place per normal. That didn't happen this year, but it will in 2022. But in the meantime, we're still being creative. So now I wonder, because of your background, I haven't had a chance to meet our keynote speaker for our small business appreciation brunch, but I'll bet you know this gentleman, Randy Wehofer.
Oh, yes.
So Randy, who I understand is the vice president and assistant general manager of the Iowa Cubs, but he used to be the Bees team broadcaster. So for a lot of greater Burlingtonites, he's a recognized name.
Very recognizable name. Not only was he the broadcaster, but he was doing things while he was doing the broadcast. And his talent in doing what he did as a Bees broadcaster led directly to him being a Cubs broadcaster for the Iowa Cubs. And because he did so many things within the organization of the Bees, he already had experience for all of the organizational structure that was needed for him to move up and to be in the Iowa Cubs. I always thought he had to be the next guy in line to be the big club. I mean, the Chicago Cubs broadcast, and maybe so. You never know where and how fate will lead you. But I think ambition and desire and simply being the very best that you can be, that always pays dividends, doesn't it?
Well, it always does, and a lot of those attributes are what make our small business owners and operators successful. So we are delighted. Huffman Farm and Home is our speaker sponsor, and so we are delighted that they are assisting us in bringing Randy to this event, which I don't believe I mentioned the date. It is on Friday, April 30th, again, out at the Bees Community Field. Our presenting sponsor in Midwest One Bank, and we're going to play an interesting game at our event. event. We're calling it the Baseball Bingo Game.
Okay.
And it is sponsored by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. But our chamber members are invited to attend this small business appreciation brunch on April 30th. And we have exhibitors that will be there and have all kinds of fun baseball-themed displays, but talking about their products and services, business-to-business
right.
type of things. And so attendees will have an opportunity to take their baseball bingo cards around as they are visiting with the exhibitors. And we will be giving away 5 door prizes, each valued at $100 each. So we're going to have 5 $100 winners at the event. So that'll be a lot of fun. Now
I'm going to guess you get a card, and when
yes.
you get them, if you fill a line in or something like that?
It's going to be a blackout.
Oh, a blackout.
Yes,
okay.
It's blackout bingo. So it's baseball bingo, but a blackout the card. You're entered in for a door prize. We'll have 5 winners, and that's all being made possible by Two Rivers Bank of Trust. So we're super excited about that. Now, we're going to have a brunch, and a lot of the brunch food will be things that people can eat easily. So we're not doing a sit-down banquet. This will be kind of walking around, milling
okay.
around, and it's going to be
finger,
great for finger food,
finger
maybe
food,
is a way
maybe,
to put
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But we are trying, as I say, to have a little fun with this. So we've decided there is going to be a cash bar with mimosas and Bloody Marys available. So you know right then and there, this is going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time on April 30th. And if you want to be a part of this, what do you need to do?
So chamber members have complimentary tickets to this event. There is no cost for a chamber member to attend. They simply need to reach out to our office. They can call Emily Patti directly at 208-0040 or just send an email to any member of chamber staff, and we'll be more than happy to help out with getting folks registered and RSVP'd for the event. It's going to be great.
Small Business Appreciation Brunch, April 30th. And again, give Emily a call and get on the list and be there and meet Randy Wayhofer.
And root for small business.
Root for small business and the Bees. There will be a Bees baseball season that will be coming up in the end of May. So yes, good things are on the way. And it is Della Schmidt. We say thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the root for small business.